Louisiana public schools got their report cards today. The Louisiana Department of Education gives each school a letter grade from A through F, mostly based on how well students perform on standardized tests at the end of the year. WWNO's education reporter Jess Clark is in studio today to lay it out for us. Jess, how did Louisiana schools do?
This year, under the new grading system, the state got an overall B. That's the same as last year, but because the grading system is a little different this year, you can't really fairly compare from year to year. The state has about 1,300 schools. The largest portion of those schools got Bs and Cs, and about a quarter got Ds or Fs. Just a few, about 13%, got an A.
Why is that? How do these scores work?
Well, one thing to know is that these letter grades are essentially based on standardized test scores. For high schools, it's a little bit different, but for middle schools and elementary schools, if you're looking at your school letter grade, you're basically looking at how well did students do on standardized tests that they took at the end of the year.
We've been hearing that the grades were a little bit different this year. Is that true?
Yeah, that's right. They are different. They're essentially harder. The grading system is harder. Last year, school grades were based on how many of a school's students tested at grade level on those standardized tests. So the more students who scored at grade level, the higher the letter grade. This year, that's still the case, but it's harder for students to score on grade level. You have to get more questions right. So you can think of it as last year, students were graded on a curve, and this year, that curve is over. At the same time, in addition to the tougher standards, the state is also taking into account student progress. So this is a measure of whether students are learning at the rate that we expect them to. And schools generally like this because, say you have a middle school where a bunch of your kids show up on day one and they're really behind and there's no way they're going to test on grade level by the end of the year, the school will still get points for moving that student along and making progress, so it's going to bring up your letter grade.
Why does the Department of Education issue these grades, especially if it's so hard to compare from year to year how schools are doing?
Yeah, that's a pretty common criticism. The letter grades are part of this broader national push for what ed reformers like to call transparency and accountability, to evaluate schools on data and then give parents information that informs them how well their school is performing. The idea is you give a parent a letter grade, and that should be easy for them to understand how well their school is doing. But as you can see, there are all sorts of complicated calculations that go into that letter grade. You practically have to have a degree in statistics to understand what they really show. And the metric changes from year to year. So many critics of the letter grade say while they're meant to increase transparency, they actually do the opposite because they're so hard for everyone to understand.
Are there any consequences for the schools with bad grades?
Yes. In Orleans Parish, if your school gets a D, or especially if it gets an F, that can put your school at risk of losing its right to operate in this charter school system that we have. And in fact, these latest scores mean that three Orleans Parish charter schools already on thin ice are almost guaranteed to close or change leadership at the end of the school year. And across the state, in non-charter territory, schools that have persistently low grades have to create improvement plans.
And how did our local schools do?
Orleans Parish and Jefferson Parish did not do as well as the state. Both districts got Cs. In Orleans, that's because the district just has a lot more DNF schools compared to the state average. And in Jefferson Parish, almost half the schools are rated C. If you really want to nerd out with all the data and see some visualizations, you can go on to WWNO.org and check out my story.
WWNO's Jess Clark, thank you.
Thanks, Carl.